Could you tell us more about your thinkings behind this version and what made you record it?
A lot of times the reviews of our regular songs are say that, you know, the lyrics are so harsh or we're so serious. So I thought it might be fun to do something that was a little bit more lighthearted. So I imagined, like, a lot of the Smiths videos or the Morrissey videos, they have, like, the in-shape band members riding around on bikes, or, you know, they look all physically fit and handsome. So I thought maybe it'd be kind of neat to have a version of How Soon Is Now that was done kind of like those tough macho bands that are so popular today. Metallica or Uncle Cracker, or those bands that have really strong front men. I kind of pictured Henry Rollins riding a bike in the video with Morrissey.
Is that like a tandem bike?
A bicycle built for two would be nice. And then, you know, maybe having a contest to see who could lift more weight with their heads, or you know, bench pressing and bench pressing weights and stuff like that, and jogging on the beach. And I thought, well, it'd be kind of nice to have a really tough sounding version of How Soon Is Now, because there's so much self-pity. It'd be nice to have somebody really tough like Henry Rollins singing it, and Morrissey lifting weights, and it just kind of took off from there.
I've been a big fan of Ultraviolet Eye all these years. You've actually recorded many different remakes of famous songs. So what do you suppose you get out of recording cover songs that you don't get by recording songs you've written yourself?
It's always a challenge for the band to have a song that kind of not really tops the original version, but either adds something to it or does something in a unique way that just shows some kind of personality. But also it frees the musicians up from the egotism of playing the ultimate drum beat or the ultimate guitar solo. So the band seems to be more cohesive. So usually when we record a batch of songs, we kind of work up a cover that we've just been playing in rehearsals, and it lets the band be proud of the sound of the band doing something creative, and none of the band members can take credit for writing the song, so the non-songwriting members are more proud of it because playing a song that was already written by somebody else. And it's just
kind of like repainting a Picasso or something. Aren't there some songs that you probably shouldn't cover?
Well, I mean, there's some songs that are probably fun to play, but you'd be hard to record them or play them for other people to hear the recordings or play them live. It'd be kind of hard to, like, play Imagine in a nightclub and really, you know, unless it was a charity for crippled children or something like that.
That's a happy thought.
People might just go, this isn't really that great. Why are they spending 5 minutes doing an inferior version of this great song? But I don't know. I think it's kind of fun to push the envelope. For instance, you've recorded some songs where it's considered off limits, haven't you, Jeff?
Hey, I'm the interviewer here. Someone close to me in my life turned 64, and you hear the number 64, you think of what? Think of the Beatles, When I'm 64. So I was reading, it took Paul McCartney 5-6 years to get When I'm 64 onto a record, and so I decided that I could do it in one night. And so here's Slip Hazard's Astro Balloon doing When I'm 64.